Start preparing in the United States, an international think tank is dedicated to the scientific studies of natural phenomena. The name of this organization is Global Footprint Network. One of the functions of the organization is to measure the number of resources we use and contrast it with the resources we possess. The goal of the Global Footprint Network, according to a Wikipedia entry, is to create a future where all humans can live well, within the means of planet Earth. Global research undertaken by this organization reports that the Earth is rapidly becoming uninhabitable for man because the Earth's current resources are insufficient for the standard of life that man has adopted since the emergence of modern civilization. The report states, "Humans using resources at an alarming rate, humanity would need 5 Earths to produce the resources needed if everyone lived as profligately as Americans. We are demanding nature's services, resources and creating CO2 emissions, at a rate 44% faster than what nature can regenerate and reabsorb. That means, it takes the Earth just under 18 months to produce the ecological services humanity needs in 1 year. And if humankind continues to use natural resources and produce waste at the current rate, we will require the resources of 2 planets to meet our demands by the early 2030s, a gluttonous level of ecological spending that may cause a major ecosystem collapse." The Times of India, New Delhi, November 25, 2009, p. 24. "The devastating and annihilating effects of unmindful use of natural resources are a reality. We should be on our guard to face this situation." The devastating and annihilating effects of unmindful use of natural resources are a reality. We should be on our guard to face this situation. This situation is extremely alarming. The above scientific report is equivalent to the advance notification of doomsday. Now is the time that people wake up from their slumber of forgetfulness. It's time that people start making preparations so that they can face this dreadful day. The traits of people who use the resources of the world, keeping in mind that these resources are gifts of God and they will be held accountable for how they utilize them, are stated in the Quran thus: "Eat and drink but exceed not the bounds. God does not love those who exceed the bounds." 7:31. "They are those who are neither extravagant nor niggardly, but keep a balance between the two." 25:67. A survey report by the SCAR, Scientific Committee on Antarctic Research, has been published in the media. The survey was conducted by a group of 100 international scientists from 13 countries. The survey states that the melting of glaciers is increasing the water level in the oceans. By the end of the 21st century, this rise in water level will be more than 4 feet. If these projections come true, most low-lying island nations will be submerged, such as the Maldives, Mumbai, Chennai, and Calcutta, etc. The Times of India, New Delhi, December 2009, p. 1. One of the prophecies of the Day of Resurrection mentioned in Hadith reports is that the level of water on the earth will rise. This process of rising water level seems to have started rapidly. Scientists also believe that stopping this process is beyond human capacity. Now the last time has come for man to repent and mend his ways. The relevant data inform us that the history of man on the present earth is now nearing its end. Although scientists are looking for another Earth-like planet for the survival of the human race, the reality is that there is no other Earth-like planet in vast space. Patience is a kind of training course that awakens the hidden potential of a person.